Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self.
This episode of the Karma You podcast is sponsored by Wild Nutrition. Wild Nutrition are the experts in women's nutritional health, providing naturally sourced, food-grown supplements formulated by women for women and backed by over 50 scientific studies. One supplement that I often recommend my clients is ashwagandha, and Wild Nutrition have an incredible high-quality product called KSM 66 Ashwagandha Plus. Ashwagandha supports mental well-being and promotes resilience against the demands of everyday busy lives, helping you find calm in the chaos, and it's scientifically proven to reduce stress and anxiety levels. Combined with food-grown magnesium, KSM 66 Ashwagandha Plus is a product that helps support mental function and maintaining a positive outlook. As experts in women's nutritional health, Wild Nutrition offers a great 60-second quiz or a 15-minute free consultation with their trained nutritional therapists over Zoom or phone call for any woman seeking guidance on what to take and how to improve her health. And you can use my code KARMAYOU for £10 off your first order on wildnutrition.com. That's KARMAYOU, C-A-L-M-E-R-Y-O-U, all in capitals and all one word, for £10 off your first order on wildnutrition.com.
Hi there. I hope you're doing well today. How are you? How's everything going? I am recording this on a day where it's the middle of July, and yet here in Lancashire, in the northwest of England, I feel like it's been raining for the last 2 weeks solidly. And there's something about that maybe it's something to do with the expectation of in summer, we should be having so much fun in the sun, doing lots of things. And yeah, I've just found that it's been so rainy that it's hard to do things. And so this episode is something that I am needing to remind myself of at the moment. I'm talking today about finding joy in the daily grind. And you know, when we think about it, there's a lot of reasons why we might not be experiencing joy right now. You know, there's a war going on. There's a climate crisis. We've got Brexit. We're coming out of a pandemic. We're in a cost of living crisis here in the UK. There's so much going on. And I'm a new mum. And for me, the days can be, you know, a bit monotonous, can be a bit the same. I'm either working or I'm looking after Beau, or trying to get out in the rain. This weekend, we went to Tatton Park, which is a beautiful place in Cheshire, National Trust place. If you're ever in the area, definitely worth a visit. But it did rain the whole time. And so still trying to find those moments of joy in the daily grind, no matter what the weather is, no matter what might be going on in your life or what might be going on in the world. And I'm not going to suggest that these things are going to, you know, cure depression or something like that. You know, if you're experiencing depression, yes, these things may help, but please do get some professional help for that. But these are things really just to help. If you're feeling like every day is a bit the same, if you're feeling like you're a bit stuck, things are feeling a bit stagnant, these tips are for you. And they're questions that I'm going to ask you to think about in this podcast that I would recommend coming back to and maybe even doing some journaling around. So what I've done is I've put the show notes in this podcast for you to reflect back on. So if you want to come over to my website, karma-u.com, click over to blog and you'll see this podcast and the show notes there. And you can come back to these questions and these ideas. You may well be driving right now or walking, or you're on the bus and it's not appropriate for you to be grabbing your journal and doing some journaling. But you might want to come back to these questions and really consider them. And they're very simple questions, but we don't often spend the time to really reflect and think about what brings us joy, what helps us to find those little moments of pleasure or excitement or specialness in the day to day. And so really, I'm hoping that you're going to use this as an opportunity to reflect on this and make some little changes into your life. And thank you to the person that suggested this podcast title. It was somebody that filled out my little survey a while ago and wanted me to talk about this topic. And I think it's a brilliant topic. So thank you to the person who sent that in. So there are, how many on my list? There are 7 ways to find joy in the daily grind that I'm going to talk to you about today. And the first step, very simply, is to identify what I'm calling micro joys. So there's little things that bring you happiness. There's little things that give you pleasure, that bring some specialness, that bring something a little bit different into your day. And these things are going to be different for everybody. They don't need to be things that cost money. They don't need to be things that are overly complicated, just really simple things. It could be having a particular scent, like some essential oils that you diffuse, or some incense. I've got some beautiful incense. A client actually gifted me some incense recently, and it's really authentic Indian incense. And it just reminds me of travel. It reminds me of, you know, connects me back to my meditation practice. And it's just something that brings me a lot of joy. And it's a very, very small, inexpensive thing that I burn it sometimes just for a few seconds and sort of sweep it around the room and then extinguish it. But the smell stays with me and it brings me a certain amount of joy. So that's one thing. It might be a certain snack. It might be going to a certain place that maybe you've got a beautiful place in nature that brings you joy somewhere near you, or going out into the garden. So thinking about what are those micro joys for you and thinking about how you can incorporate them into your life. So I would first off start by just writing a list of all the little things that bring you joy in your life. I'll give you some other examples from my life as well. So one is having cacao. So I love to have some ceremonial grade cacao. And, you know, I could talk a lot about cacao, but it's something that is different to a hot chocolate. It is not, I'm trying to think, it's not roasted. So the cocoa beans are not roasted, but it's made into a chocolate-like substance. And it's more similar to what the Mayans used to drink, you know, hundreds of, maybe thousands of years ago. And I love to have a little ceremony with my cacao. I love to make it with some oat milk and a bit of stevia to sweeten and put my intentions into the cacao, put my gratitude into the cacao and turn it into a little ceremony, turn it into a little moment to pause and reflect and think about what I'm grateful for. It is said that with cacao, that the theobromine in cacao helps to open up the heart. Cacao is thought of being as a medicine that helps to open up the heart. So it can help us just to connect you back to yourself and connect back to that joy. Anyway, cacao is something that I love to do that brings me a lot of joy. Maybe you could enjoy that as well. And a hot chocolate, if you don't have access to ceremonial grade cacao, it's something you can buy online, but a hot chocolate will also suffice for this, or a coffee. You know, if you love having your coffee in the morning, could you turn that into a bit of a ceremony? Could you use that as a space to slow down, to savor, to think about how you want your day to go, to think about what you're grateful for? It could be as simple as having a lovely hand cream on your desk that you put on. It could be, you know, finding time to listen to a guided meditation, listen to a hypnotherapy session, do a breath work. What are the things, those micro joys that you could be incorporating more into your life? So number 2 is about random acts of kindness. Now, again, we could do a whole podcast on this. Maybe I will at some point. There is a lot of evidence that random acts of kindness help not only you as the person doing the act of kindness, the other person, hopefully, that you're being kind to, but also anyone that observes that act of kindness also gets a bit of a positive boost. There's studies into this that talks more about this, but even the observer. So if someone sees you being kind, you know, that could also have a positive impact on that person. And I first heard about this idea that kindness is contagious from Dr. David Hamilton. He's an author. He's been on this podcast many years ago, a couple of years ago. Lovely, lovely man, lovely Scottish accent, really, really amazing speaker. Yeah, he talks about the fact that kindness is contagious. And I saw this playing out recently. So I moved from London 2 years ago back to the north of England. And people in the northwest are considered, I think, amongst the friendliest people in the UK. I think a lot of people would agree with that. It's kind of, if you don't know the northwest, it's Liverpool, Manchester, that sort of area. Very, very friendly people. And the kindness of drivers is very noticeably different to that of drivers in London. People give way, people, you know, wave you across the street to let pedestrians pass. People are just very, yeah, it's a different vibe. I think people are less hurried, less in a rush, and that sort of thing. Northerners are very friendly in that way. And so I noticed this, and in noticing other drivers being kind and considerate and letting people go, it made me want to be that way as well. And it just showed me that example of how when we're kind, we might not even realize it. When we do something that is thoughtful or kind, or we're gentle with somebody, that that is contagious, that that has an impact on the world around you. And it goes the other way with stress. When we're stressed, that has an impact on other people. If you're grumpy with, I don't know, the person who's making your coffee in the morning because they haven't made it right, you know, your grumpiness transfers onto them. And then they feel that negativity. And then perhaps they pass that on to one of their colleagues, or they pass that on to their kids and they go home. But if you are kind and loving and you're projecting that energy, that can have a really positive effect on the world around you. So kindness is contagious, and it helps to bring us joy. It helps to bring other people joy. So how can we incorporate maybe some more acts of kindness? It might be a bit like me, where you just make the decision that you're going to be one of these super kind and considerate drivers that always lets people go, that always gives way, that, you know, lets people go in front of you or whatever it is. It might be that you leave a little note for somebody, like you leave a note for your housemate for them to find, or for your coworker. Or it might be that you send a text to your friend just to let them know that you appreciate them, and saying thank you for something that they've done for you recently. It might be that you're in the coffee shop and you buy a coffee for the person behind you in the queue. Has anyone ever had that happen? I once witnessed that happening, and it was a joy to witness because the person was completely delighted. And I just thought that was a really cool thing to do. So thinking about how you could do some more acts of kindness, and knowing that that is contagious, and that has the effect of, you know, creating more positivity and more love in the world.
So this podcast is sponsored by my hypnotherapy collection. Now, I first discovered hypnotherapy about 12 years ago, and it was actually via hypnotherapy recordings that I first discovered what a powerful tool this is. I remember being quite skeptical before I started listening. I didn't really think anything was going to work for me. And yet I was feeling a bit desperate, very anxious, very low in self-confidence. And I thought, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to give these hypnotherapy recordings a try. And something strange happened. Normally I'd get in the shower in the morning and my inner critic would already be at it, chattering away with this negative self-talk and having basically negative thoughts about the day ahead. Only after listening to these recordings for about 2 weeks, I noticed that my mind was calmer and I was actually looking forward to the day, and I was able to be really present in the shower, focusing on the smell of the shampoo and the feeling of the water on my skin. And this was a revelation to me. It really did unlock this sense of possibility that actually change was possible. Now, I've created a hypnotherapy collection, which is 12 of my most powerful hypnotherapy recordings designed to help you to be your calmest, happiest and most confident self. And you can save 20% when you use the code PODCAST, that's PODCAST all in capitals, over on my website, karma-u.com/collection. And there's no risk at all. You can try these recordings for 14 days. And if they're not for you, email us for a no questions asked refund. So head over to karma-u.com/collection. Use the code podcast to save 20% on the hypnotherapy collection.
So number three is to make some time for some personal development every day. As humans, it's kind of like an inbuilt thing within us to want to grow, to want to change, to transform, to be moving forward, to be making progress. And the reason that human beings have managed to create so many amazing things in the world is because of this innate desire to be learning and growing and changing and transforming. Doing some kind of self-development, having some kind of practice, some things that you're putting into your life every day, helps us to feel like we're on this path to growth and to learning about ourselves and to things getting better. You know, it's a horrible feeling, I think, for us as humans if we feel stuck, if we feel like things are going backwards, or if we feel like we're not improving, we're not moving forwards, we're not making progress. And that can lead us to feeling stale, and that can stop us from experiencing joy. This doesn't have to mean that you are, you know, furiously climbing the corporate ladder. It could be just in really small ways, working on your self-development. So having some kind of practice to help yourself is a way that we can bring more joy and more happiness into our lives. So you're already doing something by listening to this podcast. You are already doing this in some way. It might be that you're listening to an audiobook. It might be that you're listening to a self-help book or reading a self-help book. It might be that you're starting a journaling practice. It might be that you're doing an online course. You're part of some kind of community whereby you're working on your personal development together. So finding some kind of structured way to do this, and it could be something really small. It doesn't need to be something big. It could be something small like listening to hypnotherapy recording, you know, every day or every several times a week, or having a journal and committing to a practice of writing down a gratitude list or writing down your thoughts and feelings. So it really could be anything. And there are lots of things that you can be doing. Obviously, within this podcast, I'm all about personal development. And there are so many different exercises and tools that you can start to incorporate. And so just finding something to stick to and be consistent with, because it really is about consistency. That is how we make progress. It's not usually just listening to one podcast episode or reading one book that gets change. It's those little things that we do every day consistently that really starts to shift things for us. And that brings me on to number four, about visualizing your goals, visualizing where it is that you want to get to, visualizing the change that you want to create within yourself and where you want to get to. And this is very motivating. You know, if we can get clear on where we want to go, then the steps to getting there become a lot easier for us to decipher and figure out. And it's very motivating as well to visualize our goals. So that might be, you might be visualizing the sort of house you want to live in, or visualizing the partnership that you'd love to be in, or visualizing your, you know, having a family, growing your family in the future. It could be visualizing the sort of daily routine that you'd like to have, the sort of health and fitness, you know, goals that you might have. Thinking about all these things and imagining them, playing a movie in your mind of how you want to be, how you want your life to be. And this is something that athletes do. So professional athletes, you've probably heard me talk about this before, will play a movie in their mind of how they want their event to go. And they'll picture themselves and think about how they're speaking to themselves in their head. They will imagine other people responding to them. They'll feel what it feels like in their bodies. It's so, so powerful because we're communicating with the subconscious and we're sending a message to the subconscious about what it is that we want. And so if you would like to download a free meditation that I made, which is all about tuning into your future self that is reaching all of these goals, you can head to karma-u.com/future. So just my website /future. And I've got a free meditation that you can download and get started with this practice as a daily thing. So you bring yourself more joy, to keep yourself on track with your goals, to get that sense of moving forwards and momentum and motivation. Number five is just about not keeping things for best. How many of us, and I know that I can do this, we've got scented candles that we just never unwrap because we're keeping them for a special occasion. And we've got that body lotion that we've never used, got it for Christmas and we haven't used it because it's too nice for daily use. Or maybe you got special undies that never get worn, or glasses, drinking glasses that you don't use because they're too nice. How about we start to bring in a bit more of that specialness into our daily lives to bring in some more joy to the daily grind? So that might mean getting out those posh water glasses and using them every day and throwing in some cucumber or some lemon into your water glass just to make it a bit more interesting and special. Maybe it is about making sure that you're using those scented candles every day rather than just keeping them for special occasions, or having that lovely body cream or body lotion and making sure that you're using that maybe just on the days where you feel like you need a bit of a boost and need cheering up slightly. So don't keep those things for best. Can you incorporate them more into your daily life? Because otherwise things stay stuck in a drawer, they don't get used. And then maybe you decide, you know, you've gone off it, or the underwear doesn't fit you anymore. The body lotion is past its prime or something like that. So bringing a bit more of that into the day to day, I think, can be really lovely. Number six is to do a draw. Now, I heard about this ages ago. I think it was Melissa Hemsley came on this podcast, and this is something that she said she does when she needs a boost. And honestly, this is something that I have started doing recently, and it just helps to clear some energy, to clear some space. If you're feeling a bit, I don't know, if you're stuck in procrastination, if you're just feeling a bit dull, a bit low, doing a draw, I don't know, it just seems to work like magic. So what I mean by doing a draw is to take a draw. It might be your tea drawer. Actually, that's the one I need to do next. The tea cupboard, which has just got tons of supplements, teas, herbal teas, probably from years ago that may have even gone off by now. But yeah, if you don't know what I mean by doing a drawer, choose a drawer. It could be your desk drawer. It could be the cupboard where you keep all your toiletries in the bathroom, where you keep the teas, your, I don't know, food drawers, stationery drawer, and just have a good clear out. Take everything out, chuck away the things that you don't need, or maybe taking things to charity shops or giving them to other people. Clean out the drawer. Arrange them nicely, neatly, and in an organized way. And then enjoy the feeling of accomplishment, the feeling of being refreshed, the feeling of creating space, you know, creating space for new opportunities, new energy, new things to come into your life. And there really is a link between our mental health and the organization and space around us, our environment. And we're creating a nicer environment, even though it's in a drawer, and it can just give us a lift and bring us a bit of joy, bring us a bit of a sense of achievement. And maybe you'll even discover things you didn't know you had. You'll discover that lipstick that you thought you lost, or that tea that you haven't had for a while that you can now start to have again. Do a drawer. And then lastly, number seven is about kind of bringing all of this together. And this is an exercise I very often do with my clients, and something that I like to regularly revisit for myself. And it is to write about your ideal average day. So that might be from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment that you go to sleep at night. Writing about how you would like your day to go. Now, this isn't a day on holiday. This isn't a day in your dream life if you didn't have to work and that sort of thing. This is your ideal average day. So still, you know, doing your work, still doing your day-to-day tasks. How would you really like that to go? So what time would you like to wake up in the morning? What would you like to do first thing in the morning? What is your morning routine like? How are you structuring your day? Are you taking breaks? Are you exercising? Are you having that mindful hot cacao in the morning? Are you having that lunchtime walk? Who are you seeing? What are the details of that? Are you, you know, lighting that candle that you've been keeping for best? Are you going out and doing some personal development in some way? Really just thinking about that and allowing yourself to stretch your idea of what's possible for you. So even though this is an ideal average day, you know, how would you really like it to be? If you can really step out of what you've been doing and the routines that you've been already, thinking that there are no constraints, you know, what would you like to do? How would you like to be? And I think that can be a really lovely way to bring in those micro joys, to bring in those acts of kindness, that personal development, and think about how it could play out in terms of your day. So that completes my little piece on finding joy in the daily grind. I hope you're going to take something from this. I'd love to know. Let me know on Instagram. What are you taking from this episode? Is there something you're going to be doing? And tell me about one of your micro joys. I'd love to hear about some of the things that bring you joy in your life. Send me a little DM. You'll find me at Chloe Brotheridge on Instagram. And don't forget, you can download that meditation all about connecting to your future goals, visualizing your future self. It's at karma-u.com/future. So I hope you have a great week ahead and I'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.